In Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The president had this to say about the partial government shutdown yesterday.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it.
So there's no signs of compromise at the issue at the center of the shutdown, funding for the border wall, even as the Senate is expected to get back to work tomorrow. So far, the holidays have obscured much of the impact of the shutdown. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
It's called a partial shutdown, but if you work at one of the 9 federal departments that is still closed, there's nothing partial about not getting paid, even if there will be back pay. Daryl West is at the Brookings Institution.
There are about 800,000 workers in those departments who are affected.
Those of us who aren't government workers or who aren't trying to get into certain national parks, for instance, probably aren't feeling the effects of the shutdown. But West says there will be economic pain if an agreement isn't reached soon to reopen the government.
Both on the workers in general, but also just in terms of how people think about government and the economy itself.
This is the third partial shutdown we've had this year. Douglas Holtz Aiken, president of the American Action Forum, says this is no way to run the government.
So it takes its toll on productivity. People don't love the government to begin with. They think it's inefficient. This makes it worse.
And it doesn't help calm Wall Street either. Washington's problems only add to all the uncertainty around the economy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.